prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a lot of interesting discussions today. I'm sure you will be enthralled, entertained, and interested in all the things we're going to be talking about today. During the first hour, our news director, Alex Leaf, is going to be joining us to perform the Superhuman Science Roundup. We're going to talk about a few different topics of really great interest. We're going to talk about a recent mouse study on the ketogenic diet. We're going to talk about food order, the appropriate order to eat food in, depending on your goals. And then also, perhaps it's fish and not fish oil where the magic is. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Christina Martinez to talk about using food to influence gut microbes, which in turn influences metabolic disease. You know, we talked a lot about metabolic disease on this show for years. We've talked about the gut microbes. This particular interview may help us take some actionable steps if you want certain types of outcomes. Couple announcements real quick. First of all, last week winner was announced on Casual Friday for the Secret Word contest. Last week's Secret Word was epigenetic. It was turned in by Maxine Legere, and she won herself $200 worth of free Quest products. This week's Secret Word has been implanted into this show randomly at various commercial spots, so you're going to have to listen to the commercials to get it. And this week's prize is $140 in Live On Labs products, which basically includes glutathione, R-Ala, and vitamin C, all in their lipospheric technology. Excellent products. And we talked about Robert Downey Jr. uses these products, so obviously he doesn't use cheap stuff. Also, if you have not tried to get a bottle of VitaDrive yet, there are still some bottles left. VitaDrive is a multivitamin produced by All American Pharmaceuticals, All American EFX Sports, and it's designed for hard training individuals. You can get a free bottle. This is not a sample. This is a whole bottle. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the front page. You'll see a banner that says, Ask the Scientist. Ask Dr. Jeff for a free bottle of VitaDrive and make sure you include your mailing address or it won't arrive and it won't be our fault. Welcome back to the show. My co-host today is Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing well, Carl.
And you literally just finished training. Literally, you were just eating your post-workout meal as I was calling you, right?
That's correct.
So what did you train
after
today?
After I showered, of course.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. What did you train today?
Today I did an upper body focused vertical push-pull. So I did some weighted pull-ups, military press, and then some auxiliary exercises.
And do you usually do push-pull movements in the same workout, or is this something you've just changed up into?
No, I prefer upper-lower body splits. So I usually train four times a week, and I will do one day. 2 days are upper body focused, but the emphasis goes to either vertical pushing and pulling or horizontal pushing and pulling. And then on lower body days, it'll either be a quad dominant day where I'll do squats and leg press, or it'll be a hip hinge dominant day where I'll do deadlifts and leg curls.
I did, I trained back this morning, and I had, considering I haven't slept well in so long, it's just unbelievable. This is my new norm where I am right now. I'm working hard to kind of fix this problem, but it's not going away very easily. But yet I seem to feel better after I train, and when I train, the harder I train, the better I feel afterwards. So I do go into the gym every single day. I do go into the gym, which is every other day right now I'm training. I give it everything I can. Today was back day, and my new movement that I've fallen in love with is from the floor up bent over barbell rows with an underhand grip, kind of like Dorian Yates style. But what I do is I, to get the lower back and hamstrings involved in it, I let the bar rest on the floor. And then I lift it off the floor. And as I lift it off the floor, I start to come up a little bit with my shoulders. So I'm not really completely parallel to the floor any longer, and pull it into my gut. And then I let it back down again to the floor with each rep. And so today was a new PR in that movement. I did 325 for three reps, a rest pause of what must have been about 15 seconds just to kind of regain my grip, and then two more reps with that. And I was very, very happy with that this morning. So I felt good after that.
Oh, awesome.
All right, so let's talk about some of the topics that are of interest right now. You got a lot of activity from a recent post on superhumanradio.com about a mouse model study looking at the ketogenic diet. Talk about that particular research.
Well, ketogenic diets are popular right now, and a lot of the feedback is somewhat hate mail because people just like to discredit mouse studies because they're an entirely different species. And the study that I had recently written about was a first study of its kind, completely novel in that it looked at the lifelong effects of a ketogenic diet. So, yes, mice are a different species, but when you're talking about looking at what a diet does over an entire lifetime, even this study lasted almost 2 years for data collection to monitor the mice. We can't do that in humans. You can't monitor someone for 80-plus years with all these variables being controlled for. Even in pigs, which someone said, well, they should have at least done it in pigs. It's like, well, the average lifespan of a pig is 8 years. So, I mean, it's very impractical.
Right.
And so this is probably the best that we're ever going to get.
Unless somebody wants to take this and now extend it out to pigs. They say, you know, there's some merit in this. Maybe we should do this for the next 8 years with pigs.
Yeah.
But you got to start. But everything starts with the lower lower level, obviously C. elegans and fruit fly C. elegans. Was it the other way around? Fruit fly C. elegans and rodents, which get progressively larger, mouse, rat, and so on. You kind of go up the ladder. So what did they discover?
Well, before we get to what they discovered, I just kind of want to outline the study. Basically, what these researchers did is they took completely just standard normal mice, and they put them on either a completely normal mouse diet with regular mouse chow and followed them for a lifetime, or they put them on a ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet was supplying about 5% protein and 95% fat. That was primarily lard and also butter and corn oil. And another criticism of the study is that, well, I mean, 95% calories from fat and 5% from protein isn't, you know, realistic. Not even epileptic children consume a ketogenic diet like that.
Right, that's an extreme. That's a very, very extreme diet, right.
Yes, but again, it's in mice. And we need to have a diet that establishes ketosis in mice. And their diet is not similar to ours.
Right.
Adele did a post quite a while ago, July 30th of last year.
He's talking about Adele Moussa, for those of you who don't
know.
Yeah,
Adele Moussa over at Subversity. Right. That shows that in the same species of mice used in this study, when you put them on a high-fat diet, even having 0.1% of calories come from carbohydrates makes them gain fat and become obese.
Wow.
So that's why the diet was required to be 0% carbohydrate to establish ketosis.
Right.
So then people say, okay, well, the protein could have been higher. And, well, maybe. Because another study found that having a 0% carbohydrate diet with 20% protein led to obesity. So somewhere between 5 and 20% protein is going to be a maximum level of protein for mice to allow for ketosis. So regardless of what the diet looked like, it was verified to establish a reliance on ketone bodies in this species, and that's what we're interested in, because whatever our diet looks like, when we're in ketosis, we're in ketosis.
Right. And that's the ultimately, they needed these little rodents to be in ketosis, and this is the diet you need in order to get them into nutritional ketosis.
Yeah. So as far as results go, over the lifetime, there was a very clear blunting of weight gain. The mice actually lost weight when the diet began, and it took them about 8 weeks before they actually started gaining weight. And this blunted growth was a result of primarily muscle mass. They just didn't gain muscle, but their fat continued to climb, albeit at a slower rate than the normal mice. So overall, these mice were a lot smaller, and they, over their entire lifetime, they only gained 7.5% of the weight that was gained by the normal mice. And this is really concerning in that we know ketogenic diets in children stunt growth. And we know that when you go off the diet, there is a period of catch-up growth. So what this suggests is that, well, you know, possibly in humans, if they stick with a ketogenic diet, it's going to really greatly inhibit the growth of lean body mass, organ mass, fat mass, everything. I mean, they're just not going to grow properly.
And, you know, this makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint, because I doubt seriously that throughout evolution, we adhered to any specific strict dietary template, because we were creatures of opportunity. And so while we may be able to survive and even have some desirable physiological effects take place on the ketogenic diet, and that's the pivotal term there, desirable physiological effects, that doesn't mean that that is the best diet for us all the time.
Yeah, I think, you know, the ketogenic diet does have a lot of benefits that we're starting to discover in humans as well. But I think the key is that these benefits happen when you start a ketogenic diet later in life, so that you're already past, for example, all of your growth. And they also occur in the short term. So you're not on the diet for life. And that's really crucial, because you do have benefits for a while, but we don't know what happens after years
right.
of being on this diet. And that's why this study was conducted, is because we don't know. We don't have human research. The longest study in epileptic children has only lasted 3 years.
And started at what age? What was the youngest age of the subjects?
I want to say 4 to 5, but I could be mistaken.
That's still pretty young.
I would have to go back and look.
That's still pretty young. You know, if you think of it from an evolutionary perspective, fat was our friend. Today it's not. Desirable effects were very different yesteryear than they are today. You know, everybody wants to be lean and see their abs. That was probably not something a million years or 2 million years ago that we thrived for, because food was scarce. If you ate a diet that made you lose this very valuable form of tissue, which would actually allow you to survive long periods of famine, it was probably not desirable. I don't think that people would have eaten the ketogenic diet a million years ago because they wanted to see their abs. So, I think that Dr. Daniel Lieberman in his book says, you know, the thing that had the greatest influence on our evolutionary trajectory has been culture, you know, and this is an example of that. So today, you know, everybody's in love with the ketogenic diet because it can get you ripped to shreds. But that doesn't mean that it's the ideal diet to stay on forever and ever. And especially when you are at the very, very young age where all the growth is taking place, and it could quite frankly be dangerous. So I think time will tell.
Yeah. Something I want to add to that, too, is if you look at cultures across the world, not a single culture survived on a ketogenic diet. The most often cited is the Eskimos, but new research has disproven that and found that they actually consumed a good amount of carbohydrates during the summer from berries and other plants, and also the glycogen content in the muscle of the animals they killed is preserved because it's so cold up in the north. So they actually got carbohydrates from the meat that they were eating. and they weren't on a ketogenic diet for part of the year. So it wasn't like a continuous thing. You know, they were on a ketogenic diet probably maybe three quarters of the year, but then they had a break.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that I've talked about on the show many years ago with Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, but our the polyphasic diet that we were exposed to just because of opportunity and seasonality and so many other things, geography play a big role in this discussion that we tend to forget, because we can go to the farmer's market or we can go to our grocery store and get vegetables and fruits year-round. That wasn't possible. So I'm sure that those things played a role in when we were eating a more, let's say, low-carb way and when we were eating a more high-carb way. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, Alex. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about food order. How about that one?
Well, I have a few things left I want to say about the ketogenic diet.
Okay.
Then we can move to food order. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Here we're going to do. Right. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of this episode of Superhuman Science Roundup. Stay tuned. Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Welcome back. My co-host for this hour is our news director, Alex Leaf, with actually going through several of his recent blog posts. You can get these stories directly by going to superhumanradio.com. He writes some amazing articles and gives you some fantastic details, quite often dispelling myths, answering questions that are on everybody's mind when it comes to nutrition and training. So you want to finish up talking a little bit more about the little mouse study and the ketogenic diet first, right?
Yeah. Okay. So one of the big takeaways from the study was that a lot of the changes in the metabolic profile and gene expression that occurred early on in the diet, it didn't change later in life. So it didn't get worse. It didn't get better, which suggests that in humans, any of the changes that you observe in, like, your standard blood testing,
right,
they're going to be maintained in the long term, and you don't have to worry about things getting worse or changing. But I really want to jump to the longevity, because that was one of the main purposes of the study, was to see how does a ketogenic diet affect the survival rate of the mice compared to a standard diet.
Right.
And what the researchers found was that there was no difference. The ketogenic diet and the standard chow diet both resulted in similar life expectancies in the mice.
Okay, now, and I want to ask you a question, just to go back, because we had a guy on not too long ago, a scientist on not too long ago, who proposed or postulated that longevity is a result of how much body mass your body produces over its lifespan. Identifying that the old notion that energy is not infinite in the body. There's a finite amount of ability, and once you use it up, you're gone. So you said that when they were given the ketogenic diet from a very young age forward, they developed less muscle mass, right?
Yeah, 7.5% the total growth seen in the normal mice.
So that would fly in the face of the notion that if mass size is restricted, smaller mice live longer. That would fly in the face of that theory right there.
That's correct.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. You make me feel better
okay.
Now. Yeah, good. Go ahead.
So I don't know whether I read this in research or if I just heard it on one of the millions of blog posts that I read every day, but there was something in my mind that made me think that a ketogenic diet should be expected to extend lifespan. And when I saw that survival rates weren't different from one another, it made me wonder if something was going on. And so I did a little digging outside of this study, and if you're looking at the article, it's in the very last section called A Word on Mice and Men. And I come up with a hypothesis that I wanted to share. So a researcher named Lloyd Demetrius from Harvard University shows that mice are not small people, and with regard to longevity, argues that their basal metabolic rate makes them much more prone to oxidative damage. So these mice are really small, but they have a really high metabolism for their mass. For every unit of mass a mice's metabolism is about 7 times faster than humans. And lifespan is believed to be regulated in part by the production of reactive oxygen species. And so when these reactive oxygen species become either too high or too low, it damages the cell by different mechanisms, and that ultimately leads to cell death and results in a shortened lifespan. So other research has found that caloric restriction, which is known to extend the lifespan in mice, reduces the production of reactive oxygen species. And this is believed to be part of the reason why caloric restriction in mice extends lifespan. However, caloric restriction in humans doesn't appear to do that, and that's because humans are much less vulnerable to the damaging effects of reactive oxygen species because our metabolic rate is so much lower. Now, the same mechanisms that lower the reactive oxygen species in mice with caloric restriction also have been shown to occur when mice are on a ketogenic diet. So by this alone, you would expect the ketogenic diet to extend the lifespan of mice,
right,
because the exact same mechanisms are going on. But it doesn't. So while I have absolutely nothing to support this idea, because this is the first lifelong study that's been conducted, I hypothesize that there is something about ketones or a ketogenic diet that ultimately actually shortens lifespan. And this counteracts the known lifespan extending effects of that are observed in mice. Because there's really nothing else to explain why the mice would live the same length of time when they have reduced reactive oxygen species.
Well, not only that, reduced reactive oxygen species, but also we know that it's glucose signaling that modulates and attenuates cellular senescence on a cellular level, just aging of cells. And so the theory would be, hey, if you're not having these wild roller coaster rides and these ebbs and flows of glucose because you're running on ketones all the time, that also should influence longevity, but it doesn't. So the reason I think you're right is goes back to the earlier discussion we had about polyphasic diets and being creatures of opportunity and the fact that culturally being ripped to shreds is really popular, so the ketogenic diet is popular. One of the reasons that we are hybrids and we can run on ketones, but we're not designed to do so all the time. And quite frankly, I believe that our body perceives this as an external threat or stress. If we're doing this, it means that the abundance isn't there. I don't think that the body interprets the presence of ketones as, we're really cruising now. This is fantastic. I think it probably interprets it as something's wrong.
Yeah. I personally believe that a ketogenic diet somewhat mimics starvation, because really the only time your body is going to be in a prolonged state of ketosis is when there isn't any food available.
Right.
And there are going to be exceptions such as the Inuit, but that's just one society. And ultimately, no other society has really experienced prolonged ketosis unless there was famine.
Well, let's also say that through millions of years of selection pressure, those who thrived in a ketogenic state probably survived, and they've had offspring. And so the Inuit has been selected to be able to thrive on those conditions. And if you haven't evolved under those conditions, you know, we're talking about polymorphisms here. We're talking about genetics here and epigenetics. And I mean, you're not going to thrive. This is my frustration with the way we look at food as being the end all and be all of longevity. Oh, well, the Okinawan diet. Oh, well, this, you know, it's not just about food. It's about so many other things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Inuit actually have larger livers than other cultures, because their livers are better able to create glucose from protein.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an adaptation right there to, that shows they evolved to handle this type of diet.
Let's take a break. Excuse me. And when we come back, let's pick it up about the food order. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Science Roundup.
Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied, vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physique,
physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Superhuman Science Roundup with our news director, Alex Leaf. So, Alex recently wrote an article, a blog post, whatever you want to call it, about the order in which you eat your food may be important. Talk about that, Alex.
Yeah. So, really just a different type of study that you come across. You know, there's plenty of research looking into how many carbohydrates, the type of carbohydrates, protein, fat, their combination, how all that stuff influences the post-meal glucose response and blood glucose management. But recently, a study that was published in Diabetes Care asked whether the order in which a meal was consumed would influence it, the metabolic response. And so to find this out, they recruited a very small group of individuals with type 2 diabetes. And for breakfast, they had them consume a very decent meal, in my opinion. It was a skinless grilled chicken breast with lettuce and tomato salad, a low-fat Italian vinaigrette with steamed broccoli, and ciabatta bread. And they had them consume this meal twice. On different days separated by like a week. What they did during the first one was they had them eat the bread first. You know, imagine you're sitting down at Olive Garden or something. They always bring out the bread.
Oh, yeah.
So they had them eat the bread, followed 15 minutes later by the protein, the skinless grilled chicken breast, and then the vegetables. And the second time they did it, they had them reverse the order, where the people started with the salad, then ate the chicken breast, then ate the bread. And simply eating the protein and the fibrous vegetables first overall led to about a 70% reduction in the total blood glucose response.
Wow.
As well as roughly a 45% reduction in the total insulin response.
That's remarkable. Just this, the food order is amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I went.
It also elucidates when you go to Olive Garden and they have the endless, you know, bottomless bowl of bread special going on, and you load up on all that bread before you eat anything else. What the bread itself is doing.
Yeah. The most important variable for post-meal blood glucose response is the total amount of carbohydrates in the meal.
Right.
But, so, looking at that, this was the first and the only study to evaluate this with a typical American meal. And I was only able to find three other studies that had even looked at this at all. And they were by a single researcher in Japan. And he found similar results in both healthy and type 2, or individuals with type 2 diabetes, using much more Japanese meals, mainly of white rice with vegetables. So he kind of eliminated the protein component and showed that these effects are observed just by eating your fibrous vegetables before your starchy carbohydrates. And these effects work over the long term. In one study, he took 101 patients and just gave them the simple advice of, okay, for the next 6 months, I want you to eat your fibrous vegetables before your carbohydrates always. and the other group, he didn't give that advice. The group that got that advice had significantly pronounced improvement in blood glucose variability and HbA1c, which is the long-term measure of blood glucose control. So, I mean, really, you know, there's only four studies. All the sample sizes are really small, but they, every single one of them shows that if you eat your vegetables first, then your main dish, which is usually a protein, and eat your starchy carbohydrates such as rice, potatoes, bread, whatever, last, that you're going to have improved blood glucose management.
I mean, I eat my protein first all the time. If I say
well, yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I mean, only because I feel like my protein is the most important part. If I'm looking at a big plate of food, I don't want to become full when I still have protein left on the I feel like that's my priority. But obviously that's also, you know, going to slow gastric emptying. It's going to blunt the effects of if I'm eating potatoes or something starchy after that. It just makes perfect sense. It seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, and, you know, I think part of it, too, is that insulin is released in really two waves. And that first wave insulin response, if we eat the fibrous vegetables first, that insulin starts entering our blood and lowering our blood glucose so that by the time the starchy vegetable glucose does enter our blood, there's already a huge wall of insulin there ready to keep it in place rather than insulin following the blood glucose response.
And I would have to believe that when the starchy carbs are hit the stomach first, the reaction by the pancreas to this particular form of carbohydrates makes it kind of, let's say, for lack of better terms, overreact. So you have this really high production of insulin. So I would imagine that the lower production of insulin because the introduction of the lower glycemic carbohydrates, which you know, with the fibrous carbs and or protein, kind of keeps the pancreas from kind of, I want to say overreacting, but just hitting the gas pedal too hard too soon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. A lot of people do have problems with reactive hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
Where they have
boomerang.
An over-insulin response.
Yeah, it's like a boomerang effect. Exactly. Do you want to talk about anything else about this one? Because I want to take a break and come back and talk about what's really interesting to me about fish and not fish oil, maybe the magic.
I have nothing much to say, so let's take a break.
Okay, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss the possibility that it may be the fish and not fish oil where the magic resides. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package.
If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Fish oil supplements are the single most popular supplements taken in the world today. In the USA alone, $1 billion, a little bit over a billion, $1.2 or $1.4 billion a year in fish oil supplements. Now, there are lots of people out there who debate whether or not they actually do the things they're purported to do. Alex recently wrote an article about fish oil and fish itself. Talk about the article.
So the purpose of the study that I wrote about was to see what the effects were of fish in the diet, without having fish oil kind of be a confounding variable. And what these researchers did is they took a small group of Norwegian men and women, about 20 people, and for 4 weeks they had them eat a diet that was supplied by the researchers, so all food intake was completely controlled for. And the diet provided 19% of calories from protein, 29% from fat, and 52% from carbohydrates. And by no means was the diet bad. If you look at the foods, they were all whole foods. It was a really quite an excellent diet, in my opinion. And the only difference between the two diets they were comparing was the protein source. So in one diet, 60% of the protein that the subjects consumed came from white fish. So these are lean fish like cod, pollock, etc. And in the other diet, which was the non-seafood diet, the 60% of protein came from red meat and chicken breast, so basically land animals and birds, and no fish. The remaining 40% in both groups came from their starches and vegetables. And to balance fish oil, they supplemented the non-seafood group with cod oil, so that their omega-3 intake from fish was identical. So really the only difference between these diets was that source of protein. And over 4 weeks on each diet, what they found is that the diets didn't really differ in anything except that the seafood diet significantly lowered fasting triglyceride levels, whereas they increased, for whatever reason, on the non-seafood diet. The non-seafood diet also had a significantly more pronounced reduction in HDL cholesterol and increased the ratio of total cholesterol to HDL cholesterol, whereas these didn't occur in the seafood diet. So it's very difficult to say what caused these. But this diet, this study, is kind of the first to show that there's something about fish protein that leads to improvements in metabolic health, whereas consuming the exact same amount of protein from lean sources of red meat and poultry don't.
So that article led me to post humorously on Facebook that maybe we should come out with a fish protein supplement as opposed to a fish oil supplement. But the reality is that just adding fish to the diet, and the other thing, the other thing that you've pointed out in the past, in previous discussions and in writing, is that when you take fish oil in a bolus, with less regularity, instead of taking, you know, 2 grams a day, take maybe 10 grams once a week, that the benefits of fish oil seem to be there, and you, ascribe this to, you know, the way people eat fish. You know, maybe you eat fish once or twice a week and the body seems to do better with it than having it, you know, all the time.
Having a bolus of fish oil seems more likely to overload the liver's ability to oxidize the fats. So it has to store them.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Any other points you want to make about this particular research?
Well, I just really want to emphasize that, you know, the diet had 60% of the protein intake come exclusively from fish or other sources. So it's, you know, it's pushing it to say that this would apply to diets with other amounts. We don't know if the effects had to be owed to 60% of the protein intake coming from fish, or if there's some absolute threshold in like grams per day of protein coming from fish that would have benefits. We don't know if it was owed to the fish protein or some other intrinsic aspect about fish. For all we know, perhaps the fish oil in the seafood diet group had more of it be bound to phospholipids rather than triglycerides like in the supplement, and that could have led to some of the differences.
And I always wonder if people, I eat the skin of the fish, and I wonder if people eat the skin of the fish when they eat a seafood diet, because the skin of the fish is vastly different than the flesh of the fish in what it contains in the way of fats and other components.
Yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line really to take away from this study is to eat fish. You know, you can't beat it. Even though I do personally supplement with low doses of fish oil, I still aim to eat sardines and salmon every week. I go fishing. I have the fortunate ability to go fishing in the ocean. So every next summer. I come back with a freezer full of fresh salmon and cod and ling cod and bass and everything else. But you can't overlook eating the actual food rather than supplementing.
What is a low dose to you of fish oil? 2 grams a day of a high concentrated fish oil?
No. I think that would be excessive, especially for a lot of people in our audience, because fish oil needs to be balanced with omega-6 intake. And a lot of people who eliminate a lot of the sources of omega-6 fatty acids end up causing an imbalance if they over-supplement with fish oil. For me, a low dose and one that I think is relatively safe for most individuals to take would be about 1 gram per day combined. Or, you know, if you wanted to do the bolus, then 7 to 10 grams per week. But I also eat fish in combination with that.
Right. Very good. Great stuff, Alex. Great stuff, man. I appreciate you coming on and talking about all three of these topics. And also for booking the next guest also, because you actually booked Dr. Martinez that we're going to be interviewing here in a couple of moments.
Should be a good interview.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to listen?
Of course.
Okay. Well, send me questions so I can look smart, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Talk to you soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the microbes in your gut. We've talked a lot about them, but how can you take advantage of the food you eat to influence the microbes, which will then influence whether or not you develop metabolic pathophysiologies? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee, roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We've talked a lot about the gut microbes, and quite often a lot of the discussions we've had don't necessarily have actionable steps. They seem to expose opportunities and understandings about these microbes that we play host to. And I've often wanted to talk about, you know, well, what can I do to influence them? And that's what this next discussion is going to be about, nutritional modulation of gut microbiota. With Dr. Christina Martinez. How you doing, Dr. Martinez?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. You know, we've done shows about the microbiota before. It was really popular. And one of the things I've always come away with is, you know, I actually asked this a couple times to some of the scientists. You know, we kill our lawn and then we reseed it every year to get rid of weeds and all this other stuff. Is there a way to do that, you know, and with our gut? And obviously it's not, because of the diversity, and it's just, you know, and there's so much more going on there. But I've often wondered, you know, if I eat a certain way, can I kind of flip things to my benefit? Or, because we know that if you eat the wrong way, you kind of flip things against yourself. So I'm really looking forward to this discussion today. So what were the questions you were trying to answer when you launched into this research?
Okay, so my main interest lies in understanding how our diet, particularly diets that are like our Western-style diet, high in fat and simple sugars, can modulate our gut microbiota. Gut microbiota referring to the whole collection of cells in your gastrointestinal tract. But what we have found over several years now is that diets rich in saturated fat and just high in fat in general can significantly alter not only the types of bacteria in our gut, but the abundance of certain types over others. And normally it's associated with detrimental effects on metabolism on the host. So I find that particularly interesting. And so not only are we interested in looking at how these high-fat diets change the structure of our gut bacterial populations, but also how they interact with the host to promote obesity and other metabolic disorders.
But is it high fat diets in the presence of highly refined or starchy carbohydrates, or just high fat by itself? We just finished talking about ketogenic diet a little while ago, and we've done a lot of shows on ketogenic diets for therapeutic purposes. So when we look at some of these indigenous populations like the Inuit, who they eat a very high amount of fat. Do we see the diversity changing in such a way, even when there's not a lot of starchy carbs present, or how does that work?
Yes, I think alone and together, they work to shift bacterial communities in the gut. So either or the combination will affect microbial structure. And studies have been done in that light, too, as you mentioned, in different regions where the diet might be more rich in carbs and non-digestible carbohydrates. The bacterial profile is going to significantly vary in those populations compared to those where you have a higher fat, simple sugar intake.
So when we talk about the shift, are we talking about our friends, the Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes, or is there something else even?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. So typically what you see in at least either in obesity versus lean or high fat versus low fat, you tend to see more Firmicutes versus the Bacteroidetes. So that's pretty consistently shown. Not always is that the case, but more often than not, either with an obese high fat diet, you get more or a higher ratio of Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes, and then vice versa in lean and on a low fat diet. So I think that's pretty well accepted now, that that's the general shift that you see.
Okay. Now, when you did this research, this was a review of existing research that was out there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what made a paper acceptable to be included in your review?
I think what we were looking for is a demonstration of mechanism, some type of interaction that was shown between microbe and host, so not just associations necessarily, because you can associate anything. So really, we were looking for articles that that showed a nice connection between how particular microbes or microbes under certain pressures, high-fat diet, obesity, et cetera, how that directly impacted host physiology.
Okay. Now, you looked at five different things: sensory perception of macronutrients and total energy intake, which obviously is satiety, right, overeating, that sort of thing. Nutrient absorption, transport, and storage. That's a really important one. Liver and biliary function, immune-mediated signaling related to adipose inflammation. That's huge, because we know that the inflammation that goes on in fat tissue has been linked to a lot of chronic illness today, just under the heading of metabolic disorders. And circadian rhythm, which is a really interesting one, because we know that sleep disorders abound here in the United States today. And so if these things can influence circadian rhythm, we really need to understand them. So let's start with that first one there. Sensory perception and macronutrient and total energy intake. What did you learn from your research in that particular area?
So what was interesting about this topic is that the research that we looked at that was related to sensory perception of food started with the finding that in germ-free mice, so mice that are raised in sterile conditions, never exposed to any microorganism, they, in their tongue, in their taste receptors, they have higher expression of receptors for fat and also simple sugar. And so these mice, they're kind of considered to be in like a constant state of starvation, because they don't have the bacteria in their gut to break down non-digestible carbohydrates that allows for increased energy extraction from food. And so they seem to be constantly in the starve state. So it's interesting that they have this heightened sense of perception towards food because they lack bacteria in their body. So that's really what we focused on as far as the sensory perception of macronutrients.
Now, I'm starting to get the picture that these little microbes, whatever the 3 pounds of them that we carry around inside of us, we like to you know, talk about how they affect us, but I like to think of them as what they excrete seems to either benefit us or not benefit us. So they seem to they seem to enjoy the foods we eat just as much as we do. And if you put the wrong foods out, you'll feed the, you know, you're attracting the wrong people, let's say. And so when you eat the wrong foods, the microbes that we don't really like around, they get fed and they excrete stuff that causes problems for us. And when we eat the right foods, the microbes we like seem to excrete stuff that it benefits us. But no matter how you look at it, somehow what they poop is what we are affected by.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's the,
Okay.
Yeah, it's their metabolites too that, it is actually being very, widely investigated now and very, very popular in the research field. It's a study of metabolomics. So wide scale profiling of bacterial byproducts.
Yeah,
of
I love it.
Their metabolites.
Yeah.
And so it's really neat. Like, so for instance, I know of one study, and this, I don't know if this is, has been published. A colleague was telling me about this, where, for C. diff infection, C. difficile infection, FMT, for instance, is the most effective therapy for that. Fecal microbiota.
Yeah. They had to do that to my mom when she was in a nursing home before she passed away. I'm very familiar with it. And we've talked about, fecal transplants are an amazingly interesting, area, because, the, host, of the fecal transplant tends to acquire sometimes some phenotypical changes. Alopecia goes away. The body fat disappears because the person they got their fecal transplant from is lean.
Yeah,
really amazing stuff going on there that we want to know more about.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So back to the C. diff though, real quick. And again, this is just what I heard in passing, but an investigator was able just to take the supernatant of the slurry that contained all the bacterial metabolites, and it was just as effective in fighting the infection than doing the whole therapy, FMT therapy.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, which is great, and that could, you know, eliminate probably some of the risk or transfer potential, you know, pathobiont bacteria that would occur with FMT therapy. So a new alternative therapy, you know, related to microbiota now, is called postbiotics. So it's taking the bacterial metabolites versus whole live bacteria or prebiotics, which is the food for the bacteria, taking what they actually produce and using that as a therapy instead of the other options, which is just up and coming, but I think it's going to lead to some really neat therapies.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because then we could just manufacture the byproducts.
Exactly.
And then just have people take enterically coated capsules that dissolve further south than the gut and kind of release their payload, so to speak. So that would be pretty cool. We also know from some recent discussions we've had on the show about cow flatulence, that when they interrupt certain microbes in the gut of cows, they produce less methane, but they also get fatter. So we also know that, you know, we have to be careful what we do to these microbes, because sometimes we get things we don't want. What I'd like to do is go ahead and take our break now.
Yeah, the gas is, oh, sorry, yes.
No, go ahead, finish that. We have a minute. Go ahead, finish that.
I was just going to say that gases produced from bacteria can also affect host physiology as well, like hydrogen sulfide and, like you said, the methane gas or whatever. So those are things to consider in addition to the metabolites.
Yeah. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about nutrient absorption, transport, and storage. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Showtime. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Are you listening to the commercials for The Secret Word? When you hear The Secret Word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com and you are entered to win the prize for this week. This week we're giving away $140 worth of lipospheric products from Livon Labs. That includes their glutathione product, their vitamin C, and their R-alpha-lipoic acid. Robert Downey Jr. uses them. Why shouldn't you? Right now we're talking with Dr. Christina Martinez. We're talking about the microbes that inhabit us, these little friendly creatures that are actually friends of ours if we treat them right. Nutrient absorption, transport, and storage. What did you learn about that particular area of research when we look at the diversity of microbes in our stomach?
So some of the findings, again, start from understanding a little bit more about the germ-free animals. And so what's interesting about them is that they don't have as many interior endocrine cells in their small intestine. And interior endocrine cells are cells that produce peptide hormones that signal our pancreas and our gallbladder after consumption of high-fat diet or food in general. So you need the signaling from these hormones to, you know, tell the pancreas to secrete enzymes in the small intestine, like lipases that help digest fat, or signal to the gallbladder to release bile to emulsify fat in the small intestine so it can be absorbed. And so given that these germ-free animals have either a reduced number of these cells or reduced expression of those hormones, it indicates that microbes directly influence how we are able to digest our food, specifically fat. So that's one indication there that there is some crosstalk between microbe and food digestion and absorption.
Would that mean that since Firmicutes seem to go up in the presence of a high-fat diet, are they responsible more so for this communication aspect, telling the pancreas and the gallbladder to produce bile and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So that's been shown by at least one study that's also mentioned in our review. And this is actually done in zebrafish, in notobiotic zebrafish. So they have germ-free zebrafish. And they found that when they inoculated them with Firmicutes, they found that there was an increase in lipid droplet size in those animals compared to other types of bacteria belonging to different phyla. And that's something that I have seen in my own data as well, because that actually studying lipid absorption and metabolism is my major research focus.
Okay.
And I have consistent results as well. So, yes, that's exactly what I think is going on.
And that leads right into the liver and biliary function. So what do we know about how microbes influence liver function? That's a really important one right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's been some studies to suggest a link between microbes and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, mm-hmm. for instance.
Mm-hmm.
There's also strong associations between microbiota and biliary function and metabolism. And this is all linked to diet as well. So there was actually a study that came from the lab that I'm in now. They found that when they fed mice a diet rich in saturated milk fat, this caused an increased production of taurine conjugated bile acids. And so based on liver metabolism and the type of bile acids that were being produced and secreted, that resulted in a bloom of a particular type of bacteria called Bilophila oxbordia. So then they were able to show that this increase in bacteria based on the diet and the bile present was actually leading to increased incidence of colitis in mice that were genetically susceptible to develop colitis. So it was this really neat interplay between diet, liver metabolism through increasing this type of bile acid, and the resultant bloom in this bacteria that ultimately led to a disease state.
Have you seen these same results in other fats besides dairy fat? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that.
So with even polyunsaturated fat diets, you can see changes in microbial structure that might have different effects on the host. So there was a graduate student in this lab who studied different high-fat diets as well, and found that the diet that was actually rich in safflower oil, high in polyunsaturated fat, was actually causing changes in the microbiota structure, but also resulting in increased inflammation in adipose tissue.
The reason I ask this is because milk fat is highly denatured. We've talked about the problems with milk fat on the show. When you feed cows, ruminant animals, grains, corn, and soy, the type of fat changes, and then the homogenization and pasteurization process changes the fat yet again. And we don't do well with this type of fat today for other reasons than because it's milk fat. It's because of its denatured, the denaturing of it in the commercial processing of it. That's why I was asking if it was, if you've seen these same results in other than milk fat. That's why.
Yeah, it's different. Definitely you get different results depending on the type of, fat. And you're right, like with milk fat, you get a much more diverse profile of fatty acids in the diet, but the milk fat diet that we use still is very high in saturated fat, like palmitate, for instance. So while there's a wider distribution of the different types of fat in the diet, it's still pretty rich in saturated fat.
Gotcha. Let's go ahead and go a little bit long with this segment. So let's lead right into, because you did say something about inflammation in that discussion. So how do these, how do our gut microbes affect inflammation and adipose tissue? This is really a big deal.
So one of the classic mechanisms that has been studied is it's called endotoxemia. So when you have decreased barrier function in the small intestine, or not in the small intestine, but in the intestine in general, if you have decreased barrier function, it allows for infiltration of bacterial cell components like lipopolysaccharide, for instance, which is an endotoxin. And it's a strong activator of receptors of peripheral tissues that signals inflammatory pathways. So if you are eating, for instance, a high saturated fat diet, and that causes a lack of barrier function in the gut, this can cause the endotoxemia. And so with increased levels of these circulating endotoxins like LPS, it can cause inflammation on peripheral tissues, which is really a bad thing, especially when considering adipose tissue. Because if you have inflammation there, it's going to cause insulin resistance. You're not going to be able to absorb the fat from your blood that you need to, and then the increased circulating fat can cause pancreatic dysfunction, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just kind of cascading effect that it can have.
I want to take our last commercial break and talk about circadian rhythm, and then I want to ask you the questions that are on probably on everybody's mind. And so what foods should I be eating to influence my gut microbes? You know, do we need diversity? Do we need a fair number of, you know, Firmicutes if they seem to be not the greatest to have occupying our gut and so on? I think that's really the, and that's kind of a metabolomics type discussion. I love this new emerging research area. I know you're,
yeah, it's
you're
really supposed cool. to say it. There's so much data.
I know, but it's really, well, let's talk about this on the other side of the break, because it's really the right way to study things, in my opinion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon.
Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
This is the best part. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Christina Martinez. We're talking about those little fellas and gals that live in our body, that we serve. We carry them around. We feed them what they want. And sometimes they do nice things to us, and sometimes they do dirty, dirty things to us. So, you know, here's my take on metabolomics, you know, potato, potato. But to me, it's really the right way to research things, right? Most research, you're looking for a specific endpoint, and you could just miss so much. Metabolomics is like looking in the sky on 4th of July, watching a rocket trace up and explode. And somebody says, just watch the white flares. And you watch the white flares. And then they say, what did the red ones do? You say, well, I don't know what the red ones did because I wasn't watching them. It's like metabolomics looks at everything. It says, instead of looking for a specific endpoint, it says, what happens when you eat this to everything in your body? I love it. I think it's ingenious. I really do.
So. Yep. Yes. The omic research is getting really, really big. And it's not just metabolomics. There's, you know, omic ways to look at the bacteria themselves, like metagenomics, looking at the entire genome of all bacteria present in the community. And then there's also metatranscriptomics, which is looking at the transcriptome of a collective community of bacteria. So all of these tools are really powerful in that way, that you're getting a snapshot of what's going on in the entirety. And then you can filter down from there.
So how do the little bugs in our body, the microbes in our body, affect circadian rhythm?
It's a very, very interesting topic, and it's been studied in different ways. So one way, again, that I keep referring back to is by the use of germ-free mice, for instance.
Right.
And so it's been found that germ-free mice have altered expression patterns of their core clock genes. So you have this core clock of genes and proteins that regulate the normal cycling, your normal 24-hour cycling. And in germ-free mice, the levels of these are altered either up or down depending on the tissue. So that's, you know, again, a first indication that there's some regulation of this core clock by your intestinal microbiota. And the same kind of thing has been shown when mice are treated with antibiotics. So similar effect as having a mouse completely devoid of microbes, even with antibiotic treatment, circadian rhythm is altered. Mm-hmm. But there was one study where they induced a jet lag state in mice by offsetting their stage of light and dark, and found that these mice that were jet lagged developed obesity and glucose intolerance. And when they transferred that microbiota to a germ-free mouse, the same similar metabolic disruption appeared as well. So that was quite interesting.
So wait a minute. This is interesting because we've understood that people who work night shifts, for instance, they have dysregulated insulin response. They end up with insulin resistance. So it was always thought that this has something to do with the pancreas producing insulin and cyclicity of certain hormonal milieus and so on. But what you just said, it may be that the microbes become disrupted and cause the insulin resistance.
It could be, and I think it goes both ways.
Yeah.
So somebody might ask, like, for instance, well, let me tell you this. So there is a colleague of mine that works in our lab who studies circadian rhythm. She actually just had a paper come out in Cell Host and Microbe this past year, so I recommend you check it out. But what she found was really interesting is that the bacteria themselves have a 24-hour cycle, where over a 24-hour cycle, there's a shift in the microbial communities at different time points, which is really neat. And then if you feed them a high-fat diet, the microbes lose their rhythmicity in cycling. So one could say, well, you know, maybe this 24-hour rhythm that the bacteria have is simply due to timed feeding, the times that the animal is eating, for instance. So what she did, she collaborated with a group in Wisconsin, and they put the mice either on enteral feeding, so bi-mouth feeding, or total parenteral nutrition, so intravenous delivery of food. So there was nothing going through the gut that could affect the microbes. So what was found, though, was that even on intravenous feeding, the bacteria in the gut still displayed the cycling pattern over 24 hours. Yeah, so there's really definitely either the host is giving the bacteria cues to cycle, or the bacteria themselves are still able to cycle without the presence of food in the gut.
And I do agree with you that it's a yin and yang when we talk about the microbes, because we know that, like we did a show about the interesting microbe L. reuteri, however you want to pronounce it, and how it actually made old mice young again. And then I did another show linking oxytocin to this particular microbe. And it made me start wondering if the presence of the microbe increases oxytocin production, or if oxytocin actually can kind of give the microbe safe harbor to grow. And I've come to the conclusion that it's a little bit of both. I think that there is sort of a yin and yang going on with peripheral tissue and organs and the microbes in our gut, that they kind of... they work together somehow.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's never easy question to answer
lab,
but you know, that's what makes for a great research story. So you can identify those connections.
So it sounds to me like a high-fat diet is probably not the best thing, just from looking at these five areas of interest, that a high-fat diet is probably not the ideal thing for the microbes in our gut.
Right, exactly. In each area, high-fat diet seems to be detrimental, not only to the bacteria, but also to the host.
Now, what would you consider high-fat? What percentage of intake on a daily basis would be fat in a high-fat diet?
So normal intake for U.S. Populations would be somewhere between 37 to 45% total kilocalorie intake of fat, and that's basically what we use in our animal studies to try to mimic that level.
So if you're doing like I usually adhere to a 50-30-20, 50% protein, 30% carbohydrates, but I'm talking about, you know, vegetables and stuff like that, and 20% fat. I'm not in the high fat diet group.
No.
Okay. I was just curious. So It seems to me.
I'm surprised with the amount of protein, though. You said 50% protein.
Yeah, 30% carbo. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, talk to me about that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, normally it's reversed for carb to protein, at least as far as normal recommendations that, you know, a dietitian might provide, which I'm also a dietitian. So normally it's somewhere between 50 and 60% carbohydrate to a kilocalories coming from carbohydrate, 20% from protein, and 20 to 30 from fat.
Well, for, if you
kind of typical consumption, but depending on you know why you're on that diet.
Well, yeah, and your goals obviously matter. I'm heavily into weightlifting. For my 57 years on this planet, I'm extremely active and strong. Well, some would argue that I'm not active because I don't do enough around the house, but, I'm pretty active. Let's put it that way. And so my focus is on both the acquisition and protection of lean body mass. And I want to stay as lean as I can without having to starve myself. And a high protein, moderate carbohydrate, low fat diet seems to do that for me. But you also have to understand that as a dietitian, if you're recommending people eat whole foods exclusively and stay away from processed foods, and they eat low glycemic index carbohydrates and stay away from sugary, starchy carbs, it's a lot of chewing and swallowing to just hit 30% of your calories for the day eating roughage.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I mean, it's...
There's it might not be feasible for a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I do eat yams. I mean, I do eat yams, and I eat occasionally. I eat potatoes, and I do eat fruit. You know, apples and stuff like that. But in order for me to get 40 to 50 to 60% of my diet from carbohydrates, I'd have to start turning to Sara Lee pound cake and stuff like that. So and that's not an option for me. All right, so let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and let's go ahead and talk about some dietary recommendations. And also, how long does it take once you start eating the way you should? Let's just use that term for broad strokes here, for the microbes to start to change their diversity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click
click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Christina Martinez. It's a very important discussion. Not enough attention paid to the little microbes that we play host to. Quite frankly, I'm starting to believe that we evolved to serve them. They needed legs to walk around. They needed arms to put stuff in, teeth to chew it up so that they can get their hands on it and do what they do with it. So what type of a diet should I be looking at if I want to influence the microbes in my gut to A, keep me lean, B, keep me from developing metabolic disease, and C, getting a good night's sleep?
I think definitely a varied diet, well-balanced, whole food, diet that is rich in non-digestible carbohydrates, so high fiber containing would definitely promote a healthy biota. And then, you know, you can always supplement with foods that have naturally probiotics like yogurt for kefir or, you know, some of those other products that have natural fermentation going on. But definitely something that's varied and high in fruits, vegetables, and fiber from different carbohydrate sources.
Two questions. First of all, let's go back to the mm-hmm. fiber. What do you consider the magic sweet spot? Assuming somebody tolerates fiber well, what do you think mm-hmm. a good fiber intake for a day-to-day diet is?
The recommendation, I believe, is about 25 grams, which I think the average U.S. person probably only reaches about half of that. So it's not easy to achieve, but certainly should be the goal.
Right.
So, yeah, about 25 grams.
You know, this audience probably gets more than that. I'm starting to wonder, well, we're a wonderful species, right? If this is good, more is better. And so there are lots of high-fiber products out there nowadays that have both digestible and indigestible fiber contents in them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there taking glucomannan supplements with their food and stuff like that. You know, I'm starting to wonder if – so I agree that some fiber is good. I'm starting to wonder – there are people out there who are easily getting 100 grams of fiber a day and maybe more than that. One Quest bar that we advertise has 20 grams of fiber in it. So, so if you eat two of those, you're at 40, and then whatever you get for your food. I'm starting to think that too much fiber is not a good thing, and we just have to look back to our Paleolithic ancestors that people like to, you know, when we get a lot of fiber, the gut becomes distended. There's a lot of work going on.
Right.
And, you know, so I think that you got to.
Yeah, if anything, you're causing yourself a lot of gastrointestinal distress.
Yes.
And anything in excess is not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think people have to go overboard with it.
What about probiotics? Do you think probiotics are worthy? I take VSL-3. I've been taking it for years. I don't take it every day, but I take it some days and some days. I'm kind of erratic on it with it on purpose.
Yeah.
You think probiotics are good?
I think that's certainly one of the more popular and probably the most widely studied probiotic mixture is VSL-3. So the concern with probiotics is that even though you're taking these bacteria, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're colonizing in the gut. So the risk that you run is that, you know, kind of potentially putting money down the drain because you could be taking it, it could be passing right through you. So that would give, you know, some benefit to considering a prebiotic or even better probably would be the combination of the two or symbiotic, something that has both the prebiotic and the probiotic. So when you're taking your probiotic, you're promoting its growth with the prebiotic component.
So what you're talking about now, but basically what you're really saying is to add a little fiber, right? Prebiotic fiber we're talking about here, the right kind of fiber mm-hmm. naturally. So theoretically, mm-hmm. if you took your VSL-3 after eating a dish of kimchi or sauerkraut, for instance, you'd probably hold on to more of it than having it just pass through.
Right, that's what I would expect.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the best approach, is taking the combination so you're really harboring the growth of the beneficial bacteria that you're adding.
Good. Once you start eating a varied diet with the right amounts of fiber, staying away from processed foods and chemicals, and you know, we can't talk about microbes without talking about organic food. I'm sorry that a lot of people don't want to hear this mm-hmm. message, but glyphosate is an antimicrobial. That's how it kills weeds. And if you get trace mm-hmm. amounts of it in your food, it's going to have an antimicrobial effect in your gut, too. So eating the mm-hmm. right kind of foods that help promote a more diverse, healthy microbiome, how long does it take for the diversity in your gut to start changing?
It's actually pretty quick. So you can see changes in microbial structure based on what one is consuming within the matter of a few days.
Really?
Whether or not that's going to translate into some physiological outcome, it probably is going to take longer. But as far as just looking at changes in the structure of bacteria or the abundance of different types of bacteria, it's very rapid. But, you know, in general, in studies that are done with prebiotics, it's usually a month or two. And like, for instance, in animal studies and human studies where they've done fecal microbiota transplant, somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks is when you start to see actual changes in outcomes.
That's pretty
fast. So, for instance, there was, yeah, it's surprisingly fast. You know, probably if you're doing something like a prebiotic, might, you know, be a little bit more long-term to see, you know, physiological change. But, so, for instance, there was a study where they took, they did FMT from a lean donor and then transplanted it to obese male recipients with metabolic syndrome. Mm-hmm. And after 6 weeks, they saw improvements in symptoms related to type 2 diabetes and improvements in insulin resistance. So that was after 6 weeks of FMT. So, you know, transfer of the bacteria themselves. But, yeah, so depending on the method, it might take, you know, shorter or longer. But in general, it seems, you know, within a couple months.
That's promising. That's very, very promising.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like both lay people and clinicians, especially clinicians who probably don't talk to their patients often enough about nutrition, never mind the little microbes that they're feeding, what would you hope they take away from this discussion?
Overall, I think it's important that, you know, people appreciate that not only what we're eating affects our metabolism in itself, but also affects our bacteria. And what affects our bacteria can equally affect our physiology and our propensity to gain weight, especially on eating a high-fat diet. So I think it's just important to keep that in mind and also realize that there are ways that we can improve our eating habits to promote healthy bacteria in our gut to help, you know, prevent getting these metabolic disorders in our lifetime.
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is an exciting time in this type of research with the discovery of how important these little microbes are in our gut. I don't think anybody really ever paid attention at all.
So. Yeah, it's really fun. It's a fascinating area to be in, especially, you know, considering things that, you know, people are finding associated with bacteria, you know, much more distal than, you know, metabolic organs such as the brain. People are looking at bacteria in relation to Alzheimer's and autism and all sorts of things. So it's really fascinating.
Dr. Martinez, thanks so much for being on the show. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks. All right, so we're going to take this moment to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you for listening today. Of course, we want to thank Alex Leaf for coming on during the first hour and doing the Superhuman Science Roundup. You can learn more about Alex by going to superhumanradio.com and reading some of his articles there. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Christina Martinez for discussing some of this information about the microbes in our gut. And don't forget to listen all week. The Secret Word. Get the Secret Word. Mail it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win $140 worth of Live On Labs products. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening today.